life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain.
Thanks for listening. I am Brian Smith, the man who's decided he hates Mumford & Sons just that little bit more than he hates Noah and the Whale. And this is episode 47 of Dynamite in the Brain, the podcast that loves anime and hates fun. As always, I'm joined by my co-host. He loves cartoons with big noses. It's Anthony Askew.
Hello.
And tonight we are joined by a special guest. It is Ebby from the Bizarre Jelly 5 video blog on YouTube and the Anniverse podcast.
Hello.
Hello. And we're here once again to talk about a 2002 anime. We're going back in time. This time it's a film from a very popular franchise. It's the fifth film in this franchise, and it is called Pokemon Heroes. Hmm. Also known as Guardian Gods of the City of Water, Latias and Latios.
Yep.
Or the Guardians of Altomare.
A lot of titles.
It is the fifth Pokemon movie and the final movie of the original series.
I did not know that. So this is Ash's last venture.
Potentially. No.
Oh, okay. Sorry, guys.
We're in 2012. Ash is still there. It's fine.
Has he aged?
No.
He's changed clothes.
Oh, that's all right. Then that's... Yeah.
He's got like a... body warmer, I think, at the moment, doesn't he? Something like that.
He's got a new design as well, so his eyes aren't, like, all black anymore. They're brown as well.
Mm.
That's about the only thing that's changed.
Does the cap still exist?
He has a cap.
Oh, so it's not the cap?
No, it's not the same one.
Oh, very disappointing.
I once saw a guy in Didcot who looked like the adult Ash. It wasn't, like, cosplay or anything. He just... dressed that way.
I like the way he dresses. If I was in like that universe of Pokemon going around and stuff, I would probably dress very similar to Ash. Like, it's weird though, because in this, everyone else from the city dresses normal apart from Ash, Team Rocket, and them other guys who I don't know the names of, the villains.
Them other guys.
Well, it's important to mention that my reading of this film is going to be very jarred because I watched it with German audio and English subtitles that will be basically telling a different story to what is going on with the... Oh, I don't know. I'm confused.
Basically, I gave Anthony a rip of the movie because I couldn't get hold of... I think it's out of print at the moment in the UK. And the version I got had got... The footage, I think, was taken from the Japanese film. It had the Japanese audio on it, it had the German audio on it, and it had the English audio on it. And the subtitles were for the Japanese version. And the plots are slightly different, because the Japanese version has an opening sequence, which is done in like a storybook-type animation. And that has like a voiceover in the Japanese version, explaining what's going on. It does not appear at all in the American version, and so they had to change the story. I have no idea why, because it is the best bit of the film. Mm. It's like, this is what Pokemon could look like if we try to make it a bit more artsy.
So,
I've never seen that bit, actually.
It is pretty good.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I think without this, I don't know how the story would work. Because you just get thrown into this...
I think it's something to do with an evil... I've got the Bulbapedia page open here. It does describe
Bulbapedia.
Bulbapedia is very useful for all things Pokemon. A replacement backstory was added in the form of dialogue telling about an evil trainer who once attacked the people of the city with a Kabutops and Aerodactyl until Latios brought water to the town, drowning the evil Pokemon... and turning the streets to canals.
See, I didn't get that from the opening.
No, because that's not in the opening. That's the replacement story.
Oh, right, okay. Oh, that's terrible.
What's the actual story?
It's a storybook scene, tells a backstory of an old couple who lived there eons ago. One day they found two wounded children on a beach, a boy and a girl. The couple's medical knowledge helps the children get better. Then suddenly an evil monster appears and attacks the city, and meteors come down on Altamere like drops of rain. As the meteor shards strike the city, the buildings and walkways take the colour of the monster. We see the elderly couple about to meet their doom when all of a sudden a mysterious, enigmatic light protrudes from their children in front of their the elderly couple's eyes. The children start to levitate and transform into the Pokemon Latios and Latias. And the Latias and Latios...
That whole film has just changed for me.
With mysterious lights surrounding them, rise up even higher. They call their friends, and a bunch of Latias and Latios appear on the screen, and together they form a power to defeat and destroy the evil monster. The power they conjured was the Soul Dew, which is given to the elderly couple in the form of a glowing, transparent blue orb.
Did you write that synopsis yourself? Or was
No, this is off Bulbapedia.
Oh, I was going to say, that was very well done. Very well done.
I mean, because I wouldn't know, because I watched it on the dub, so I just had it in silence. I was just trying to guess.
Oh, see, at least I had stuff going on.
Yeah. Altomare became peaceful again, and the Latias and Latios left the city. It is revealed they will appear when the Soul Dew is present, and the city was never attacked again by evil monsters.
Hmm. See, that works for me. I like the sounds of that. But the other story just sounds like a cop-out. Just like, why not include that opening, like, short scene to just tell the story? I don't get it.
It was, who was looking after Pokemon at this point, was it?
Four kids, I think.
Yeah. Remember, this is somebody, the Kirby cartoon, they removed, not only did they remove all Japanese text from it, which appeared in the cartoon, they also removed just all text in general. Because
like
of course, children, yes, as the guy in charge famously once said, that children don't like to read.
Well, but I don't know, it just seems a pointless act, but that's up to them. But the Germans said no to this, and the German dub, it appears, so good.
But this is quite a short film, and it was a double bill with a even shorter film, and that's what we should talk about first. I just made Anthony watch it, and that is
I didn't know it existed. So
the 12th Pikachu short film, Camp Pikachu.
I don't know if
you've
seen that.
Have you not?
Oh, it's on the disc. Oh, this just opened a whole new world.
Oh, I need to watch this film again. Pretend that the story is entirely different. Obviously.
Yeah, it's definitely out there somewhere, because the version I watched was in English.
Yes, I did actually watch it.
It was released on DVD on the with the fifth movie. Yeah, so it should be on the Heroes DVD.
So I probably have seen it.
Yeah, it's it starts with a train running on train tracks and the Pichu brothers.
I thought one was male and female. I thought one was male and female. I didn't realise they were brothers until the very end.
I think they say they right at the start.
Yeah, I'm sure they did, but I was kind of ratcheting around to kind of like get a pen and paper to kind of jot some stuff down. I was kind of just like listening to this annoying American voice just rabbiting on, and then I looked up, one of the Pichus has got like a quiff and the other one hasn't, so I thought, oh, the quiff's a boy, the no quiff is female. And obviously it's not the case.
I believe they're called Little Pichu and Big Pichu. Oh, sorry, Pichu Big and Pichu Little. The one with the hair is Big.
No, they are very cute.
I don't know this off the top of my head. I had to research this to find out what the deal was with these guys.
What do you mean? In regards to the Pokemon universe? Or
yeah, I don't think I'd ever seen them before.
Oh, they're the unevolved version of Pikachu, isn't that right?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen the Pokemon, because my Pokemon experience went up to Gold. So I bought Red in 99, and then when did Gold come out? Probably 2010, I guess. Maybe 2000. And then I got bored halfway through, and that was the end of my Pokemon interest.
Aww.
And what about... I'm still playing White Version.
What about you, Anthony? What was your...
My first was Blue, and then I got Red, then I got Yellow, then I got... It was either Gold or Silver. Then I lost my two Red and Blue, and I got, you remember those, you'd get like a hacked cartridge with loads of games on?
No.
Well, it was like a Game Boy cartridge that had like a ton of games on, and this had Red, Blue, Yellow. So I had two Yellows, then I got Silver, and I've got Platinum on the DS. And I also had the cards.
Woo!
And I obviously used to watch it every Saturday on SMTV Live.
I miss SMTV.
As everyone should. I think it's the best television since television started.
It's the best thing that's ever been on television.
Best kids TV show, of at least obviously what I've experienced. There's nothing that's come close.
What else have you experienced, though?
Live and Kicking, which was pretty damn good. Which was pretty damn good. But SMTV Live, it had obviously Ant and Dec, local heroes of my area.
Role models?
Not really. But I
wanted to say yes then, didn't you?
Oh, the deep inside the Ant and Dec was screaming out. Yes, yes, but no. I did like them, though. They were very good. Very good. But yeah, I miss those days. And they used to obviously dress up as Ash and Misty.
Gary and Misty.
I think it was Gary. Yeah.
Was it? Oh, who was Ash then? Was there no Ash?
No Ash.
Oh, well. Jaded.
Going off it now.
You feel like your whole
childhood. Yeah, I know. I'm going to have to go back in time. Well, not back in time. I'm going to have to YouTube the hell out of this, so... Yeah, I miss those days. So come on, Brian, what beats Ant and Dec at SMTV Live?
I don't know. Well, it's probably before both your times. I did like Get Fresh in the 80s.
Get
that was
Fresh.
I have no idea what that is.
It was like one of these... because it used to be, and I won't go too much into it, because me and Gary talked about it a lot on... an earlier episode, the one you went on, Anthony.
I know. I did listen to it, though. You know.
It used to be that they'd run a studio Saturday morning kids TV show during autumn and winter. And in the summer, they'd have one which went on the road, like a road show.
Oh, I used to hate those road... Like, maybe not this one, because obviously I've never seen it, but I hated that kind of party on the beach crap that they'd have for kids TV. I hated that stuff during the summer holidays. But sorry, Brian, go on.
And so Get Fresh was Gaz Top, as he was then, as now.
Gaz Top?
I think he prefers to be called Gareth Jones now, doesn't he?
Oh, that guy. Oh, yeah. I like him.
And various other presenters, but it had Phil Cornwall and John Eccleston doing a puppet called Gilbert the Alien, which was the main reason why you'd watch it. Because he was great. And he eventually had his own spin-off TV show called Gilbert's Fridge, which was a sketch show.
For kids, or...?
For kids, yes, but it was pretty good. Mm. I used to have some copies of it, but I think they went in a hard drive crash.
Not good. So, Ebby, what was your childhood TV apart from SMTV Live?
I remember watching... this isn't something I should admit, but I used to have like a lot of time off school, so I used to watch CBeebies quite a lot when I was in like secondary school.
Well, I was actually having this discussion with someone literally 2 days ago that I was watching Teletubbies when it came out, and I was obviously when Teletubbies came out, I was far too old to be watching Teletubbies, but I still did.
Yeah, I
think I remember watching that when that first came out as well, actually.
You were probably too young. You were in that age where you should have been watching it, but you didn't. Where I was that age where I shouldn't have been watching it, but I did. Oof, creepy. Creepy. Did you ever watch that, Brian?
Teletubbies. Oh, it was on in the morning. I don't know if I actually stopped and watched. The Hoobs, on the other hand.
The Hoobs.
The Hoobs. I definitely watched that.
I used to watch that every morning before I went to school.
Oh,
just because it was on TV.
But no, I never actually did watch The Hoobs. I don't think. I watched The Tweenies. That's even worse because that was after Teletubbies, so I was even older.
Well, that's supposed to be for older children, Anthony. So you were gradually growing up, moving on to shows meant for older people.
Yeah, at least there was dialogue in the tweenies and not annoying noises from Teletubbies. Anyway,
this is a very very long tangent.
It is, yes.
Welcome to the show.
Back to. Camp Pikachu. Yeah, so these Pichu brothers are riding on top of a train. They get hit by one of those sort of mailbag things. It's like a Western style train.
Not like in the Gold Rush days, like a. Is that right?
That is about right. Yeah, it's sort of thing you'd see in a Western. They get bounced off the top of the train and bump into a Why Not, which is the first of these Pokemon that I have never seen before in my life.
Same.
And I was like, why is there a condom with rabbit ear?
And a pompadour. That's a pompadour as well. Oh, God. And why is it called Why Not and the evolved form or whatever called Wobbuffet?
I don't know.
Are you really looking for explanations on why Pokemon are called what they're called?
Well, it's just usually they have like a gimmick to them, like Abra, and then there was Kadabra, exactly, then Alakazam. That makes sense, but Why Not and Wobbuffet doesn't have any link. It's you know. So I thought you might have known someone, you know.
No,
there's no mention on the old name origin. Here we go. Why Not is a phrase on is a play on the phrase Why Not.
Really?
its Japanese name is Sonano, and which is nearly homophonous with the phrase Sonano, which means really, only with a difference in tone.
Oh.
And that's because Wobbuffet's a Japanese name, Sonans, is similar to Sonansu, apparently. I'm reading phonetically in a different language I don't speak. So,
oh, yes, I'm not mocking, laughing.
Which
laughing.
Roughly means that's the way it is. So,
okay.
So when they're talking to each other, they're going, really? That's the way it is? Really? That's the way it is? Yeah, so it's a hilarious joke in Japanese, which is they've translated half of it, but not the other half.
Yeah, what a cop out!
I did know Wobbuffet from watching the cartoon.
Yeah. But yeah, then they bump into that thing, the Why Not, and then they bump into someone else. Is that right?
They bump into so many blooming Pokemon. And in fact, the entire cartoon just seems to be a sequence of them bumping into other Pokemon.
Mm. And them just having a laugh, pretty much.
There's a bit of it in the main film, but a lot of these just seem to be like, it's trying to install some sort of Pavlovian response in kids who are really big fans of Pokemon, is that when they're sitting in the cinema and a Pokemon they recognise comes on the screen, like gives them a few minutes to calm down after they see it.
I'm sure the Avengers did that as well.
Yes, I did write that down in my notes as well. How it did remind me of watching the Avengers. Because there were kids in the audience when I saw it at the Avengers, who every time another Avenger appeared on screen would lose their shit for a minute or two.
Which one did you lose your shit to, Brian?
Probably the Hulk.
I did it to every one of them. Every additional character. I was squirming in my seat.
And Thor's probably got the best entrance, because it's like he's not been there the entire film and then just appears out of the sky demanding answers. Spoilers for the Avengers. I think everyone's probably seen it at this point.
Have you seen it, Abby?
No.
I bet they've somehow taken your money in regardless.
Oh, yeah. They need those sales records.
They're making that much money. They must just be breaking into people's houses and taking them.
Direct debit.
So there's a lot of that. And they bump into... Yeah, first of all, they meet the Why Not, and then they meet all the Pokemon, which the Pokemon who belong to... Ash, Brock, and Misty.
Oh, yes. I never thought. That's just clicked, but yes. Okay.
So you've got Pikachu, Totodile, Cyndaquil, Togepi, Psyduck. Those I was unfamiliar with. And then there's Corsula and a Fanpy?
Fanpy.
Okay. I have no idea what they are.
Is this why you invited me onto this episode? So I can help.
When in doubt.
Yeah, so...
important to mention that these Pichu brothers, they just want to get back on the train.
They do.
That's the whole idea
is
of this.
Is this the plot point?
It is. Yeah. And it's 20 minutes of them just having a laugh until the last 5 or so minutes, I think.
Yeah, they do a lot of goofing around. in like a sort of splashing around in a pool for a bit, don't they?
And Meowth turns up with a jungle adventurer's outfit on.
With Wubba Fett.
Yeah. Oh,
now,
it sounds so perfect on paper, but...
Why is he wearing clothes?
Because that's what Meowth does, doesn't he? He's kind of
like the humanized Pokemon because he can speak, so he can wear clothes.
I just don't remember him wearing clothes that much. I was just wondering because he was the only one talking in this particular one that he had.
He wears clothes quite a lot.
Okay, is that because
like Team Rocket disguises?
Okay, I was just wondering whether it's because he was talking, it would suggest that he wasn't an animal, and so therefore he was actually nude. And there,
but he does look pretty funny in the jungle adventurer's outfit.
I can't. I mean, it's only a 20-minute film, and I can't remember what the point is of him being there.
I don't know whether it's maybe it's a tie-in from the previous Pikachu film.
Could be. Yeah, maybe they've been wandering around still.
I feel like Meowth is only in these shorts just because he's the Pokemon that can speak, and that's it.
That could probably. Yes. He gets to translate what the others are saying to the audience.
And he is one of my least favourite Pokemon.
Least favourite? He's the best Pokemon.
I know we've had... It wasn't even a discussion. It's just him saying he's the best and me saying he's the worst. Ebby, do you want to be the voice of reason?
I am indifferent.
Oh! He's terrible. But he needs a place. And, you know, he does fulfil his role as a talking cat that wears safari outfits.
Oh, yeah, a Sudo Wudo sort of messes with them for a bit as well.
A what? Which one's that?
That's the one it's which the... looks... Yeah, go
it
ahead.
It looks like a twig.
A twig.
Yeah, it looks like a...
Oh, big... yes, I remember that thing, yeah.
A big hot dog pretending to be a tree.
With little green balls on its hands, yeah.
Which always confused me in the game, because I always thought it was a grass type, and it's actually not.
That's what
is it? Go.
It's a rock type, I think.
Yes, that's why he's Sudo Wudo, because he's pretending to be a tree.
So you were using all your fire Pokemon on it, and it was just doing nothing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Been there, done that. Got to know those elements.
I think I was a big fan of the Sudo Wudo. I might have had him in my six at the end of
round. Oh, that's a question for the end of the show. Who's your six?
I struggle to remember. I'd have to go and find the cartridge. I did think about searching for it, but it seemed too much like hard work. Then they all go to bed, and a Duskull shows up.
Which is probably, for me, the best bit. I like the look of that Pokemon, and I don't remember ever seeing it before. I like all the ghost types. And is he a ghost type, or is it going to be a...
I think he's a dark, I'll have a look.
Dark ghost, I like that, I can deal with that. And he tries to scare one of the Pichu brothers, and it works. Yeah,
it's alright, he's just playing a prank.
Oh no, he's a ghost. Sorry.
Yes. This is his debut appearance in this film.
Oh, really?
Which that was the other thing, is whether that's a big deal for the hardcore Pokemon fans.
What, like, oh, who is this new Pokemon?
Yes.
When are we going to see him in a game? It's just a matter of time until the Pokemon games start doing DLC. Oh, that'd be dreadful. I hope nobody hears that who has the power to do that. Oh, that'd be dreadful.
The sad thing is I would spend a lot of my money on getting that DLC.
Oh, you're not the only one. I personally would try to avoid it if I was playing a game, but that's a money-making idea, that. People would... Oh, Jesus. I should be rich for that. But then they kind of see the train. Oh, no, they end up in a house.
Yes. They end up in a water mill.
That's it. Yeah.
Right, to be honest, I've not seen this in, like, years, so I have no idea what's happened.
Well, I watched it 20 minutes
ago. They were on a train, and then... they were on a train, Meowth was wearing a safari outfit, and now they're in a house.
That is about it. They fight Sudo Wudo for some grapes, and they splash around in the water. For about five... Because when I was first watching it yesterday, first attempted to watch it, I was like... Boy, it must nearly be over. And then I looked up, and it was like only 5 minutes in. I was like, no, surely not.
But it moves faster than the film does.
I don't know about that. It gets faster later on. Once they spot the train, they get to the train station, they just miss it, so they all hop on one of those pump wagon things.
One at each end.
And then like loads of why nots show up as well for a reason.
Yeah, and then they all keep shouting why not, obviously, because that's what they do.
They manage to throw one Pichu onto the train, but they can't get the other one on, and they end up going over a track on a bridge over the top of the train, and then they just throw the other Pichu off the bridge. With no hope of ever reaching.
No, it's nowhere near London. It's... And then a hot jet, well, or potentially a cold jet from that. What's a crocodile one?
Weird, because they've been chasing using Cyndaquil as a jet engine to get the engine.
Yes, closer. That's right.
But they all fly off. The track they took was a dead end. So they all go flying. But then the crocodile one, who sounds like Donald Duck, blasts them with his water spray and manages to shoot the remaining Pichu onto the train in midair.
Oh, I want to know where they're travelling to.
Well, I think you have to find out in the next short.
And then that's pretty much the end of that. It's just, you know.
Yes, 20 minutes for something which could have been done better in 5.
I'd something about seeing all the Pokemon laughing, and I don't know. I wish if I was to be reincarnated, I would want to be reincarnated as a Pokemon. That'd be good.
Good news, because there is a Pokemon. There is a Pokemon in the recent latest games, which is the souls of dead humans.
Well, see, I've read that about. I remember seeing some site that was like stuff you didn't know about Pokemon that'll blow your mind, and it was like, Ghastly? And all the people in that, it's probably what you're on about with all the ghost types being dead people of this one town or something stupid like that. And I was like, oh, and Marowak is someone's mother. Which Pokemon's mother?
Cubone.
Yeah, but Cubone, when it grows up, is wearing its mother's skull or something like that.
Yeah.
That's something like that. And I was like, oh, that's so good. That's so clever. Whether it's true. Is that actually true?
It's a bit grim. Yeah,
it is a bit grim. And I was like, that makes Pokemon all the more cooler and kind of... Because I've actually put a little bit extra thought into it.
Yes, it's Yamask is the one. These Pokemon arose from the spirits of people and interred in graves in past ages. Each retains memories of its former life. Each of them carries a mask that used to be its face when it was human.
Sometimes, that is so dark.
Sometimes they look at it and cry.
That is so dark.
Luckily, though, it's in that bit of the game that no one ever reads, so you don't realise.
What do you mean? Is it very wordy?
In the Pokédex.
No, it's in the Pokédex, but you never read the Pokédex when you catch Pokémon. You just, like, hit A until that's
gone.
Do you
not? Oh, that's the best bit. The Pokédex.
You read it?
No. What blood types are people... Does it say the blood type?
What?
Did it say the blood type in the Pokédex or not?
I don't think so.
Okay. I don't know if Pokémon have blood types, do they?
Well, is you that... never know if one's...
Well, it's been a while since we've played it. I don't know whether they had starting to get blood transfusions at the... Nurse Joy.
Oh...
Pikachu's come in to donate his kidney.
Oh, poor guy. But anyway...
On to the main event.
Yes, the main event, the film. Ooh, and... I don't even want to say what it's about, because I could be totally wrong, because I've, like, read subs to dialogue that's not correct.
This is the problem. I was really hoping I wasn't going to have to do the synopsis.
Well, I'll give it a go.
Give it a shot.
We've already kind of done it with the opening scene, so...
Yeah, which was...
Yeah, but now there's the English version, which is completely different.
Okay, well, from what I gather...
It's not massively different, but... In terms
from what of... I... Go on, sorry, go on.
In terms of what actually happens, it's not that different. It's just why things happen, I think, is the difference.
So, there's these two sisters. Are they sisters or not?
I believe so, yeah.
Right, okay. There's these two sisters who are thieves, and they're the ones that find this book about this myth about the Latios and the Latias, which is male and female. Obviously, the brothers of brother and sister of as we've mentioned, and they find the book and they want to steal this stone called the heart, the tear of the heart, or
soldier.
Yeah, it's
it's different for me. It would something like Heart of Ice or Blue Heart.
How about you carry on going and we'll just like correct you?
Yes. In the dub, they're called Annie and Oakley.
What, the poker? The
two thieves.
Ah, right. In mine, I forget what they were called. And Ash is called Satoshi. And Misty was called Kasami. And Brock, they didn't even bother subtitling his name.
We didn't really get much to do in the film, did we?
Nah, which is one of my big complaints.
He hits an old lady, and that's about it. yeah, and in the dub, they're described as members of Team Rocket, but in the Japanese version, they are not.
That's right, because Team Rocket wants to be the better thieves, and that was the Team Rocket's influence in the story, that they want to try and beat them and steal the thing, and that don't even try.
In the dub, they just want to beat them in order to sort of getting better with Giovanni.
See, that from what I gather, they're just not even associated in regards to Team Rocket, which would make sense because they're not wearing Team Rocket clothing.
That is true, yes. And they're also pretty much kind of... I think they're kind of based on the Cat's Eye type thieves, because they're sexy lady thieves who leave notes saying, yeah, we've stolen your stuff, rather than just stealing it.
Right. But apparently they want to do something with this stone, which then happens at the end. And why is Ash and the gang at this Alto Mare town?
Because they're taking part in some sort of race of water-type Pokemon.
That's right.
So called the Tour de Alto Mare.
That's it. Wow. Yeah, well, we should mention that this town called Alto Mare is basically Pocky Venice.
Yes. I bet it stinks, because I hear the canals stink in Venice, so I bet this town stinks as well.
Well, I don't know. Have you ever seen anything defecate in Pokemon?
That's true. There's a lot of animals, but you never see them. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, there's a lot of pidgeys, and you'd think...
There'd be statues just covered in shit.
So they're basically racing water-type Pokemon, and so Ash is involved, and Misty's involved, and then a bunch of people we won't really see again.
Which it's quite exciting, the race.
It's pretty good.
There's some excitement in the film, to be honest. But I just wish Brock was taking part as well.
Why would Brock be taking part?
He can borrow one of Misty's Pokemon, surely.
He's all about the rock Pokemon. They're going to sink.
You can borrow, I'm sure of it. And anyway, you see...
He had to babysit the other Pokemon anyway. So...
Yes, Togepi.
Oh, Togepi. Does that thing evolve or not?
Eventually.
Is it a cool thing it evolves into or not?
No.
Ugh, what a letdown. What a letdown.
Ugh. It's like it's the same, but has a neck, and it's a bit thinner.
What a letdown. That's one of the things that ruined the series for me, Togepi.
He's like the Scrappy-Doo of Pokemon for you.
Well, I think Meowth's nearly the Scrappy-Doo.
Oh, he was right. He was there from the start. Togepi was like, Pikachu's sort of, his cuteness is fading now. We need to introduce somebody who's even cuter. Let's introduce this baby Pokemon who's got an egg nappy and can't do anything.
Egg nappy. Oh, I've never seen it like that before, but it does work. But and then they're having this race and you see these active camo Pokemon flying around the streets of Venice or Alto Mare, and they are Latios and Latias, and they're invisible.
And they're helping Ash cheat
no apparent reason.
By dragging his Totodile along out of the water.
For no reason whatsoever.
Is a reason, is that one of them appears to have a crush on him.
Oh, yes, yeah, true.
Which is a little worrying. But then again, if Pokemon can be the souls of dead humans, who knows? It could just be that humans are highly evolved Pokemon.
Deep, very deep. Very deep. And then the race is over. Ash doesn't even win. Does Misty win?
Misty wins, yeah.
Oh, well done, Misty. Photo finish. I like her. I like her.
It's the last film she's in as well.
Oh, is it really? That's sad. Any reasoning for that?
To just they cut her out of the show.
Oh. thought the success of winning the race just went to her head and she became a hot shot and just did off with Ash and Brock. Is Brock still alive, though, isn't he?
He's not in it anymore, no.
They're all still alive, though, Anthony. They didn't kill them off.
Nah, someone's got to be killed off. I want to see a Brock Yamask, whatever they're called.
If you want to know what's happened to them, I can tell you, because Misty went back to be a gym leader.
Fair enough.
Because her sisters went jet-setting around the world. So
someone's got to do it.
Yeah. And Brock went to become a doctor.
Oh, very surprising.
Yeah, there you go. Now you're all filled in.
Oh, I miss Brock. He was one of my favourite things of the show back in the day. I did like Brock.
Was he another role model?
Yeah, I mean, for around 3 weeks, I went around with my eyes closed. But no, I did really like Brock. I liked the whole idea of having, like, rock Pokemon as a child. It was, I don't know, more exciting than water. I find water very boring. And normal type is just even more boring, obviously. No, Pikachu was always a fun favourite. Just saying. So, yeah.
Yeah, so then they go off to doesn't the guy who came second invite them to go and have some food? But as they're walking...
I think they go on a tour of the city.
Pikachu,
on a gondola.
Yeah, Pikachu gets distracted seeing a girl feeding some other Pokemon, some water. and
Pikachu
goes and investigates.
Yeah.
Goes and investigates, and
the girl squirts a bit of water at him.
Yes, so he's very happy.
Drinks and then has a bit of a wash. Ash suddenly is, you know, he's straight over there, Ash, you know, young boy, blood flowing. He's straight over to chat with this girl, and off she goes. And then he goes and follows her very creepily, I suppose.
And, how creepy was it in German?
Oh, extra creepy, because the voices, they just don't work. Actually, genuinely, it did give me a little bit of a headache, because it's very forceful, the German language. Obviously, all the Pokemon voices are the same. It's not like a German guy doing a Pikachu voice or anything. That would be good. And then what happens? I actually don't remember. Is this when the sisters turn up again to try and...
kidnap the girl.
Yeah, yes, kidnap because... the girl, as they're aware of that she's... the girl is one of these legendary Pokemon.
That is correct. Is she Latias or Latios?
She's Latias. Ass is the girl, Os is the boy.
Okie dokie. But all between this, there's lots of scenes of Pokemon just doing stuff. There's Pidgeys flying around, you get like an underwater shot of some underwater Pokemon.
Which nobody cares about.
But it just does, it's a lot like the shorts where it's like, hey kids,
this is what you could have.
Let's squeeze as many Pokemon into this film as we possibly can.
And then it just beats around the bush for so long.
Yeah, because basically Annie and Oakley are trying to kidnap Latios because they want to steal... Well, one of them wants to steal the
stone. It's called the Heart of the Soul or something. Or I still haven't got that name right, but yeah.
He's trying to activate some ancient weapon thing.
Yeah, it just kind of comes out of nowhere, that thing.
Yeah, it's called the Defense Mechanism of Ultima. I'm looking at the Wikipedia page, so.
Ah.
I'm looking at the Wikipedia page and it's drowning me in text. It's like, I don't remember the film being this long.
I do. They could have done some serious trimming to this film.
Yeah, it is basically a typical Pokemon episode stretched out with a lot of padding.
Oh, completely. It would have been really perfect. It would have been a lot better if it had been 45 minutes long maximum. It's actually 1 hour and 10 minutes, if I remember rightly.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, it's quite short. And then I start watching it and I'm like, oh, goodness gracious. Because Ash follows the Latias girl into some weird portal. And then they're there for about 10 minutes, just doing nothing except there's this plot device where the two legendary Pokemon can share their vision with one another. And that obviously comes back near the end as
The yeah, that's quite thing. An important
it is.
Plot point.
So I would like to think they didn't have that in the original cut, and they were like, kind of, right, we need to explain this. We need this not to come out of nowhere, so we'll just take 10 minutes to explain this pants plot device.
I may have snoozed off doing that, because I don't actually remember. I've been chasing her around with their Pokemon, which is a Espeon and a Ariados.
However, you're the Pokemon pro.
Hold on, I'm trying to.
Isn't that Acrid, like as in an arachnid? Arachnidos?
Ariados is how it's spelled here, but.
Well, that's a spider thing.
It evolves from Spinarak.
Ah.
Yeah, I've got no idea.
That's such a cool name, Spinarak.
And Espeon's like a psychic cat.
And it doesn't that evolve from sun Eevee?
Yeah.
With one of the stones, yeah. I loved Eevee. On the game, I never used to evolve my Eevee. Because I always preferred Eevee rather than, like, was it Jolteon, Vaporeon?
Vaporeon was cool, though.
That was, I've already said, crap. What a rubbish. And I just didn't like the fins. It's like a mermaid-y kind of thing. I don't like that. So I prefer
that. Flareon as well.
That's right. Flareon was pretty cool, but I preferred the cute little Eevee.
Espeon, by the way, Espeon and Umbreon, just so you know.
Oh, yes, Umbreon's a dark one, isn't it?
Yeah, they don't evolve through stones. They evolve through the Eevee really loving the trainer at a certain time of day.
Oh, right.
So if it's at night, it'll be an Umbreon. If it's in the daytime, it'll be an Espeon. I can fill you with as much useless knowledge on Pokemon as you want.
I actually did not know that. I thought there was like a dark stone or a...
There is, but they don't use them for that.
Ah.
I think it's called a dawn and a dusk stone.
Well, my Eevee never evolved into either of them, so my Eevee clearly did not love me on the game. Poor little girl. Because it was a girl, obviously. Anyway.
Yeah, so Ash and Pikachu save the Latias girl from the bad guys, but then she disappears. And then later on, Ash thinks he sees her, but it appears to be a completely different girl who looks exactly the same. And
which
talk.
I find pretty...
That's why this was, like, in the film earlier than what we're telling.
It is. I don't know. I had the dashed right ahead to someone's
talk. I'm doing what this film should have finished early. But no, I think this is, like... Ash is so creepy in this film, just
really?
Following girls around.
In the dub, it really comes across as the Pokemon's creepy.
Well, it's not as obvious that the girl likes him until until the very end. I don't care about spoilers, it's not even a big spoiler. Until the very end, it's not that clear, I didn't think.
It's still a bit weird because that girl is still a Pokemon at this point.
And it can't speak. it's the idea of like a mute girl. It's just, you know, come on, Ash, you can do better than that. And what's worse is Brock is so jealous.
And Misty's quite jealous as well, I think.
Really?
Oh, yeah. The big plot point with Pokemon was that she had romantic feelings towards him. There was a song about it. Like an official Pokemon song about it.
Oh, we like our Pokemon music here. Don't we,
I've
Ryan?
Got a lot of albums.
Oh, well.
Do you remember the episode where you were talking about the Pokemon Christmas album?
Of yes. course. You've got that
I album. Actually own that album. I listen to it every Christmas. This is my favourite thing.
So when you and your family are sat around and still listen to, like, the Pogues, Fairy Tale in New York, listen to the Pikachu Christmas album.
Yeah, I'm pretty much upstairs, just sort of enjoying myself with that, I guess.
Keeping out of the way of family. That's what Christmas is all about.
I remember one Christmas I just watched Heroes for 16 hours and then went to bed.
Was that Christmas Eve? Or
no, that was Christmas Day.
Christmas Day, oh. Oh, what a way to spend Christmas. Heroes, ugh.
It was the best Christmas I've ever had.
But yeah, the middle bit is basically where we get all the exposition as we meet the girl. What's the girl's real name?
Bianca.
Bianca, that's it.
Oh, and they do call her that in German, but the subs say Karen.
Right, yeah.
And also the guy's called Lorenzo, but the subs say Dondrello or something completely different, basically.
Something else, stereotypically Italian.
Yes.
Lorenzo is grandfather, I think, is it? Or dad?
I don't know, but he's quite a cool
guy.
The
old guy with the mustache.
He's got a very circular face.
Incredibly circular.
Got a very round face.
And his beard just becomes part of him. It's not even like it's not facial hair, it's face. He's just got this grey face. But I liked him. I like Lorenzo.
So then we get all the exposition and we meet the Latios as well, who doesn't turn into
a boy.
A boy. He stays as a Pokemon.
And I think he's
only
a bit
this
jealous.
Far through the film.
Is he what, sorry?
Are we only this far through the film?
At this, this point in time,
it longer than the film goes on.
It's so drawn out.
This is also we learn that they got the psychic link, so one can see what the other's seeing. And then they're just doing a load of stuff again. Just little Pokemon goofing around.
And then it's... at this point, I was just waiting for something. Like, I like seeing people, like Pokemon, having a laugh, but not for a full film. I like seeing Pikachu's smiley face. And I always cringe a little bit when Pikachu gets hurt. Because he's got this Pikachu crying. I don't like that.
Well, the voice is much better than the ones where they've dubbed. Because not a lot of the other Pokemon where it's the dubbed one, because they use the original voice for Pikachu. And the other ones don't have quite so much range.
I love the Pikachu voice. I love the voice.
That's why it's also the Poyo Poyo voice and Tony Chopper in One Piece and various other animals.
Good animal voice actor. What's
she
that?
Is, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Ikkyu Atani.
So if you're listening, do some more Pikachu voiceovers.
I assume
she'll
she
definitely
does.
Be listening.
I don't think she...
I bet she listens. Come on.
I don't think she's not going to go 1 week. Oh, I can't be bothered turning up to work and doing some more Pikachu voice. Well, actually, maybe she doesn't have to at this point. Maybe it's just got such a sound bank of Pikachu noises. It's
well, like... I'm sure she only needed like an hour recording time for all the Pikachu sound effects, surely.
He must have run through the entire gamut of emotions at this point. Just press a anguished Pikachu
sound
button.
Board.
I'm now looking at the Wikipedia. The Bulbapedia was just making me wonder whether I've actually seen the same film they were talking about. because they've been being spied on by Annie and Oakley because they've got a spy robot.
Oh, yeah, I thought that was like a new Pokemon at first.
I think I did as well.
Like, I thought, ooh, well, I didn't think, ooh, I thought, oh, okay, that's another Pokemon that I've never seen before. And it would have been quite a cool Pokemon, to be honest. Electric type, or you know, robot type, if there is, or metal. Is it steel or metal type?
Steel.
Do they ever explain where the new types come from, or do they just? Is it just because
they just appear? They just went. We want new types. And the thing was that they changed a lot of other Pokemon that had already been. You know, they already had their type, so I think Magnemite turned into a steel electric type.
Well, that's bloody ridiculous.
Well, I suppose it happens in science as well, doesn't it? So they reclassify
evolution.
Animals when they learn more.
The thing
about...
that I never understand is how they never discovered like pre-evolution, so how they never knew Pichu existed until they got to Johto. I never understand that.
Mm. We could talk all day about this meaning of life. That's life, the universe and everything, that discussion.
Pokemon taxonomy. Maybe they were just classifying them as very small Pikachus before.
Yeah.
They didn't recognise them as a separate evolution. There you go.
How big is the Pokemon world meant to be? Obviously, it's set on an equivalent of Earth, but how large is the world?
Well, at the minute, they've got 5 regions. So.
And how many regions infinite. Used to be? Just one.
Just one.
Well,
yeah.
That explains the new Pokemon. They're going abroad. They're, you know.
Yeah, it's true, but I still don't understand how they didn't, like, breed Pikachus and have a Pichu. I guess you talk about this forever.
You only ever see one Pikachu early on, don't you?
There's wild.
There's a couple.
Oh. Yeah.
And then there's that episode where, like, Pikachu runs into this, like, little group of Pikachus and Ash technically releases him and runs away.
Oh. That could have been the end of Pokemon right there.
That was a sad episode.
I bet.
Still, I still say the saddest one is the episode where you learn Meowth's origin, where he's teaching himself how to talk human speak.
Mm, I remember that now that you mention this.
And yeah, and they capture Latios and steal the Soul Dew in order to control the defense mechanism of Altomare. And then we actually get some action. And we also that they throw in that there's some fossil Pokemon lying around.
Oh, so yeah.
There are actually some major Pokemon for them to fight in the end.
I do feel like that came out of nowhere in the dub.
This Wait. Entire film comes out of nowhere. Every little extra detail is just like, ugh. But I don't hate it. I don't
yeah,
hate it.
And the,
actually, I think... Go on.
Yeah, the mechanisms in the museum, which Lorenzo looks after. So basically, they don't have to go very far once they've stolen these things to activate it.
Because I never... It's Kabutops and... What's a pterodactyl one called again?
Aerodactyl.
Right. Because I never used to like them two in the game or anything. I thought they were pretty boring. Whereas Kabutops, whatever it's called in this, is pretty cool. I was quite surprised at how good it was. I don't know. Prehistoric just strikes me as boring. I've established that I'm not the biggest dinosaurs fan numerous times before. But, yeah. Why didn't they just have Team Rocket as the bad guys? Or not a fake Team
because
Rocket?
Team Rocket are, like, the gag characters.
But Adios,
they were for, like... From, like, episode 3 on until, like, Best Wishes, which is episode, like, 500-something.
Well, hold on a second. What's Best Wishes? What's all this about?
That's the newest series of Pokemon. It's called Black and White in English.
Is that still ongoing?
Yep, season 2 comes out in about a month, I think.
I might have to give that a watch. Do you know that? I'm in a Pokemon
Should. Food. Quite good. Because Team Rocket got serious again and were actually villains for a while. But they don't... You know how they used to blast off?
Yes.
They don't do that anymore because they have jetpacks.
Right. So what do they do? Blast back? Do they just blast back?
They just sort of fly off while they're like muttering to themselves.
Favorite Team Rocket member apart from
Jesse?
I'm gonna go with James. I always like James. Brian?
You say I can't say Meowth, then it's yep. James.
Good man.
They could have easily just been Team Rocket here because Annie and Oakley aren't very competent either. Once they get
completely rubbish. Yeah.
Once they get hold of the DMA, they kind of lose control of it.
But I don't understand.
I remember seeing that scene and laughing so hard the first time I saw it.
It's ridiculous. Because she gets into it, but although she loses control, she has a damn good idea how to do things. Like, I don't know how she knows what she's doing.
And does it ever explain why she loses control?
I think it's because the Latias, it does that wave of energy thing, doesn't it?
Could be. Yeah, is
that Latios with the stone?
Yeah, the Latios is injured by the time they get there, so
yeah,
that could be if they were using that to power or control. I don't know. It was very confusing.
I really needed to rewatch this.
I mean, this was even. It's not going to get much clearer.
Not at all. Unless you watch it in German, then you'll see it in a whole new light.
I'm going to say that Benno Bashi was easier to understand than what was going on.
It was, and that is after last night's episode, which. Obviously, nobody will have heard yet. That opened
they
a whole
will
new
have heard
light.
It when this they've heard this episode.
Hopefully,
I'm planning on releasing them in the right order. Anthony.
Yeah. Okay, I think you should not do that just because. But no, shed a whole new light on that. But anyway, it's no easier to understand as you say. It should be so simple.
Yeah.
It should be so simple. It's Pokemon. It's for kids.
And so Annie takes the Soul Dew, but it disappears, and the city's water becomes a tsunami.
Ooh. And then Latios and Latias go and save the day. And at this point, this is where I was like, ooh, shock horror, when Latios goes to heaven.
He dies. Yes.
It does die. Yes. It literally dies to save Altomare, yes, this tiny little town that nobody cares about. He sacrifices his own life.
I would have let it go in the water, to be honest. It looks
I was about 14 when I watched this film, and when Latios died, I bawled my eyes out for about an hour.
It is quite sad, and I'm usually easily get a tear in my eye, and I was nearly teary, because I'm damn soft like that.
I remember watching it and just crying my eyes out, and I couldn't stop. It was horrible.
There's one thing about that town I noticed, Altomare. It has the worst nightlife ever. Everyone goes to bed. Everyone goes straight to bed. Nothing goes on but sleep.
What were you expecting him to go to, like, a nightclub or something?
Not that, just like... just something I picked up on. I was like, right, everyone's gone to bed, but Ash, the rebel, the lady stalker, he needs ladies to follow around Altomare.
Well, wasn't everyone trapped inside at this point, anyway?
What, like, trapped inside the town?
You don't go out when there's a tsunami.
Well, did you stay inside to get crushed by a building?
Well, that doesn't happen in Pokemon, so yes.
Well, see, surely everyone in the Pokemon world has a Pokemon. And I would make it an important thing to have a flying type, so you could just fly off. Things get a bit heated, you just fly off. Everyone should carry a Pidgeot by default. And have, was it HM something or other that was fly in the game? One of the HM?
Yeah, it was a HM.
What does HM stand for?
I don't know.
So a TM's like technical move or technique or something? Or
Technical machine, I think.
That's right, yeah. So
I'm going to have to look this up now.
Does this make sense to you, Brian? Or did you not remember?
They're HMs or TMs that serve a purpose out of battle.
Ooh.
Oh, a HM is a hidden machine.
Hidden machine, that's the one. I think HM 46 was fly. Fly or serve.
There's only seven HMs, I'm pretty sure.
Worst attempt at trying to be clever ever.
HM2 is fly.
Couldn't have been further away. It might as well be him. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, brilliant.
But yes, anyway, the nightlife's terrible in Altomare. And everyone's in bed. And then Latios dies. The tsunami disappears and just returns to normal. The rivers flow as normal. And people wake up at that point in time. And then...
Everything's okay.
Yeah, everything's okay. And then they do the psychic link and they see... Way up above Earth. Which obviously was
strange depiction of heaven is in Latios. Space now.
And then the film's over. Now the thing
don't forget one thing.
What's that?
Latias gives Ash a kiss at the end. Remember?
Yep.
I'm not sure I actually saw that bit.
Because basically, they're all nicking off. Brock, Ash, and Misty are all nicking off on the boat, and the girl isn't there. And basically, turns up. Go on.
Huh? Is Brock their Dragon Ball style fusion version of themselves?
That would be cool. That would be cool. Oh goodness, that'd be epic. And then she turns up, but you don't know whether it's Bianca or Latias in the girl form. I think it's Latias in the girl form.
Well, of course, I don't think Bianca's shown any interest in Ash really at all.
Yeah, true.
And that creepy Pokemon seems to have some crush on him.
And Brock's reaction to this just cracked me up. Like, this young girl. Because how old's Brock meant to be?
Like, 12?
No way!
I'm pretty sure he's quite young. That's a
Brock lot. Cannot be 12 years old. He can't be. He can't be.
No, because Ash is 10, and he's a few years older than him, so he's either, like, 12 or 14 or something.
That's insane. Why couldn't they draw him as, like, a boy rather than this man, this dude? That is insane. And how old's Misty?
She's 12, I think.
Jesus Christ. They need to get a better art team. We need a 12-year-old boy, so I'll draw a guy. I'll draw a bloke. Well, either way, Brock goes wild when he sees Ash.
Oh, no, he's 15, sorry.
Yeah. I think I'd say 50 there.
I looked at Yahoo answers. Yeah, he starts off 15, 17, and then gets older, apparently, supposedly.
That's a lie. They all stay the same age.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Rock's 15-year-old doctor in the new series. Is that right?
Well, before he was breeding Pokemon and a gym leader, so you know, it's not that far fetched.
Yeah, he did more than I had at the age of 15. Were that way.
But he goes wild, and that just really tickled me. Because I thought he was like a 30-year-old guy just perving on this young latty-ass girl thing. But obviously not the case. He was allowed to have interest in her as well. Well done, Brock. Well done.
And I've just found out that Misty is 10, so there you go.
Oh, this is weird. This is like, I wish I'd never done this episode. Now that's ruined my whole idea of Brock being this cool dude. Kids can't be cool. I'm older than Brock. I can't be looking up to someone younger than me. That's just not how it works. Just doesn't work. Oh, what a letdown. And just like that, the film is a bit of a letdown as well.
Well, is it?
I really, really enjoyed the film.
I was going to say, how much were you
when
expecting?
Did you watch it, though? See, I was expecting a lot more. And, like, I was really hyped to watch this because, I don't know, like, I've heard mention of the game from Ebby and stuff. And I think, oh, I'm looking forward to the new game coming out. And I was just
But this is an old film, remember?
It is an old film. In all fairness, for 2002, it looks pretty good. If that was released tomorrow and I'd watched it, I wouldn't have realised it was old. Like, you know, it didn't look aged at all, really. What do you reckon?
I've seen CG age worse. Because we haven't made, there's a bunch of sort of 3D shots in both the short and the main film. And I've seen stuff which has aged worse than that. Some of the background characters in those bits do look a little off. But
visually looking at, like, it doesn't look a day older Brock. Day older than Brock, really. I just felt it was too long. And an hour and 10 minutes, like, see, as I say, it appears short on paper, but then when you start watching it, and it's just that one scene where they explain the idea that they can share the vision, like the dream projection or whatever it's called. I just felt that was kind of needed, but if it wasn't thrown in, I wouldn't have questioned it. You know, I don't know, I just think that was a bit long-winded, that bit where, I don't know, Latias is playing with Ash and stuff like that, and Pikachu's flying along on the backs and stuff. But at least Pikachu was having fun at this point. That's always a plus.
Now,
Ash always does that, though, doesn't he? Like, always has a little moment with the legendary Pokemon.
The Steely's hat in this. I hate when people steal hats. It's very immature. Don't like it. Give me his bloody hat back.
If I ever see you wearing a hat.
I'll go screaming and kicking. That's why I never wear hats, just in case, you see. Some wise guy comes over and thinks I'm going to be the big guy and steal someone's hat. Not on.
So which of the other Pokemon films have you seen?
Number one.
Yeah, same here.
Which I loved when I first seen it. Especially the little Pikachu short at that on the start of that. I vaguely remember that, and I remember it being great. I think I started watching one. But pretty much just the first one.
Okay, exactly the same as me then, because Ebby, I assume you've seen a lot more than us.
I've seen all of them up to date.
Okay. Oh,
she is the very best.
Where would you say this one
falls? This is pretty good, because the newer ones are not so good, because they released the same film twice on the same day with different Pokemon in, so there were two versions of that film.
That is obscene.
I think that answers
I actually watched both of them, and they are exactly the same.
I think that answers my question about whether Pokemon fans get excited about Pokemon making a debut. Exactly.
That's like Third Rock doing the live show across the different coasts, and like that I can see, it's a pretty cool idea. But the idea of doing a film, but like just switching which Pokemon in it, it's terrible. Which one's better? Do they have different names?
There was Reshiram and Zekrom with the two Pokemon.
Uh-huh.
And I think one of them was called something something white, and then the other one was called something 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 black. I'll have to look it up.
That is so cheap. I bet kids went like one day they went to see one, the next day they went to see the other one.
Well, here we go.
Probably.
Any person who attended on the day of the movie was to receive a 3 limited edition Pokemon gift pack. Yeah, it was called Pokemon White Victini and Zekrom, and Pokemon Black Victini and
Reshiram.
Reshiram, yeah. They released White in the cinema in America and Black on DVD.
Yeah. And they're literally exactly the same, except it's a different Pokemon.
Pretty much.
The dialogue has to be different.
It says here
I watched one in Japanese and one in English, though. So.
It says here the plots of both films are similar up until Reshiram and Zekrom enter the story of each film.
Similar. I'm pretty sure it's exactly the same.
Well, I really want to check these two films out back to back. I may get play them both at exactly the same time. That'd be pretty interesting. Well, actually, no, that would not be interesting.
So are pretty much every... Because I've seen one and I've seen this one. Are the other films very much sort of, here's a mega rare Pokemon, see it do its thing, rather than Ash and Pikachu really save the day?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
The number 2 was really good. If you ever get like an hour where you don't know what to do, probably watch number 2. Quite good.
Which one's number 2? Who's the antagonist?
It's called The Power of One. The antagonist is a Pokemon collector who I forget the name of. And it's about Lugia.
Oh, yes, I know I know that by name. Yeah.
The Silver Pokemon.
I do really like the first film. Well, I say really like. I remember really liking it. So I remember it wasn't.
That had a spin-off as well.
Did it?
Yeah, well, that film had a spin-off.
Like, so the film had its own film spin-off.
Yeah, it had. Oh, what was it called? Mewtwo Returns, I think.
Oh, right. I've not seen that one. But yeah, I remember a kid at school. He was like, "This one, Pokemon was massive." Obviously, he was like, "Oh, I've got Pokemon on." Like video, the film. I was like, nah, don't lie. I didn't believe him, obviously. Next day, he brings it in, take it home, still don't believe it's on. It's like a taped off TV disc. It's like recorded from somewhere, put it in. Lo and behold, it's the Pokemon movie. And I'm just like, oh, going wild because I was only like, how old? When was the first film out?
99, I think.
Oh, it must have been in 2000 because I remember you've been in year 7 or year 8 at school. And I just went crazy. I loved this kid at school because of this. Loved him. So if you're listening,
I remember
we're a nice guy, but that helped.
I remember going to cinemas to see the first 3 films. Oh, I think I saw the second one maybe 3 times in cinemas.
Oh, and how old were you?
I really liked Pokemon.
What do you mean really liked Pokemon? You still really like Pokemon.
I was 9 at the time.
Oh.
And I went to see it with my stepdad, I went to see it with my dad, and I went to see it with my mum.
No.
All of them regretted taking me afterwards because they had to sit through this film that they just really didn't understand.
And this was the birth of your Pokemon love, was it?
No, that was Christmas 1999.
Ah. What, did you get one of the games for Christmas? Or?
Yeah, I got a Game Boy and blue version. Mm. And a poster with all the Pokemon on.
All 150?
Yep,
the time.
That was before Mew was the thing as well.
Is that when they had like all 150 like in order and the names below it?
Yeah.
And my friend had that Pokemon and I used to test myself. I'd go over his and say, right, let's see how many I can name, and would like cover them over and like hide them, and I would name so many.
I could probably name most of them just by looking at them from the first 150 anyway, which is not a good pastime.
To be honest, I could probably do the same because the original 150, the designs are so unique to one another. I think I would do it quite easily. Whereas some of the later designs,
like the later designs got really shit.
Oh, some of them, I forget which one. I remember seeing one and saying, nah, that's got to be fake. That's got to be fan art where someone's done it for a joke. Because it was just like a box with like an eye on it or something. And I was just like, right, this is where Pokemon starts to go downhill.
I'm trying to think what there was. There's been a zebra, which was pretty much just a zebra with a spiky tail. There was a balloon. There's been an ice cream cone, which evolved into a double ice cream cone. I'm going to have to check if it evolved into one that had three as well.
Like a Diglett. Because
that's going to bug me. Yeah.
There's a candle which evolves into a lamp, which evolves into a chandelabra.
Oh, my goodness.
Is the first one called Litwick?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I hate... I know it's not one of the really recent ones, but I hate Milk Tank. Milk Tank is a terrible Pokemon.
Milk Tank.
Ugh, what a waste. I could come up with better
cow,
designs.
Basically.
Yes, I could. The whole idea of the Pokemon appeal for me back in the day was like, these are nothing like animals to some degree, and they're just like, you know, these like fantastical creatures that aren't believable, but like, you know, they fit in their own world, and then they're making bloody ones out of candles. Come on, ugh. Get a grip.
You seem very disenfranchised with Pokemon.
I am, and that's why I was hoping this like this film would kind of take me back to my youth and fall in love with Pokemon once again, once more.
You know what you need to do?
What?
Just listen to the whole Christmas album.
I want to love it, not hate it more.
Well, I've got looking on Amazon to see what lots of people give this 4 and 5 stars. There's one from
out of five.
There's one here from Nottingham. Like I said before, ignore the 1 star. The best PK movie ever, seen as how it's back in fashion. I don't know what that last line means.
Seen as it's back in fashion dictates whether it's a great film or not.
Okay.
Yeah, that was from Nottingham.
That's from Nottingham.
Is that you, Abby?
It could be me.
Are you Leander C94?
Yes, that's my secret identity.
I think she's doing a double bluff. She's trying to get us off the scent. Oh, is there any other good reviews?
No, not most of them are like, my kid enjoyed this Pokemon DVD. It's like grateful parents saying.
kept him quiet for a minute.
There's one on the American site called Kevin's Review, a kid's review. I love Pokemon and I will buy the movie on DVD. It is great. That's right, it.
Well, to be honest, it's not god-awful, but... Maybe I'm being over expectant of it. I think, as you say, I was expecting far too much.
Actually,
go and watch the second one or something.
All right, maybe we'll do an episode on number two.
The negative reviews are much better, actually. From a customer. Pokemon is dead. They made 5 movies. The first 2 or 3 of them were good. But then they went too far. I mean, this movie mad. Only 5 million at the movie theatre. What a snoozer. I used to like Pokemon when I was 8, but now it's one word. Babyish.
I'd like to point out to that person that the 15th movie comes out this year.
And I don't get how successful a film is dictates how good it is. Like, a film can be great and make £0 at the box office and still be a great film. Oh, I hate people.
Oh, this might be... This might be one of... Emmy, is this from one of your parents? My daughter loves Pokemon. In this film, a Pokemon dies. Not a happy ending and not a happy girl. She cried and cried. Best to be forewarned.
I like to think that my dad actually did put that on Amazon.
Oh, that would be amazing. Oh, and to be honest, it does do a very good job of... making, like, when he does die, I was thinking, no, surely not. Surely not. It felt like Bambi all over again, but not quite as heartbreaking, thankfully. Bambi,
I think the reason that I was so upset was because I didn't see it coming, because, you know, it's a Pokemon film.
Exactly.
That's not a thing that happens.
That shouldn't.
Like, it gets a bit sad, but then happy things happen. And...
happy thing. Because, yes, more Latios and Latias turn up at the end, isn't there?
Yes.
There's a couple of them.
Because if
I think it gets reincarnated or something.
Well, no. Because if you have the Japanese opening, it explains that town's visited by lots of them. It's not just those two. And
poor kids, what are you doing?
Well, for some reason, they got rid of
like
that.
I missed out on all this film.
But still had that other bit come in. Yeah, it said, in some of the things I look, it says American viewers were confused by the appearance of those ones at the end.
Well, especially when you assume it's a brother and sister, and the only kind of logic you can get from not knowing the start is to think that they've had offspring.
Very quickly as well, because they're only just leaving town.
Well, yeah. Or maybe they've got a latty ass body and an ash face. Because you know Ash was very friendly with that latty ass, you know.
Oh man, the German acting must be giving you a completely different reading from that relationship that I got watching the American dub.
Maybe it's like three different films. I'm gonna watch it in English, Japanese, and then back to German. It's like three different films. That'd be amazing.
Maybe the just the German dub actor for Ash makes him come across more lecherous.
Well. There's something about German voices that just do not work in a Pokemon universe. And, like, everyone seems so angry. Like, when... I remember, you know, the guy with the beard?
Lorenzo.
Lorenzo. He shouts out something like, "Don't touch the stone." And, oh, Jesus Christ, if he shouted that at me in that voice, I would not touch that damn stone. It's frightening. He's got conviction. He really doesn't want you to touch the stone. But no, it doesn't work in German as well as Japanese would. Or English, for that matter. Because I love Ash's English voice. Is it the same as
Yeah, she got fired.
Oh, really? What for?
Because 4Kids basically sold the rights to Pokemon to someone else. I think it's Pokemon USA.
Right.
And they just recast everyone. And I stopped watching Pokemon the day that happened.
I was going to say, I dread to think what they've made Brock sound like. A 15-year-old boy's voice instead of a man. That'd be dreadful.
You should watch the first episode after they changed voice actors, because it's probably one of the worst acted things I've ever seen in my entire life.
I think it'll ruin childhood. I think it will actually ruin my childhood. So I will not...
You know, there was a convention in Sunderland that had the original voice of Pokemon Ash there.
I was aware there was a convention right near my hometown, but I was put off because the idea of a convention, I like to be away from home. I like to escape reality, not, you know, travel half an hour on the bus and go to a convention. And especially, I remember reading the website for this convention. I'm slaying this convention. I'm going to slay it now. Basically, there were spelling mistakes on the press release and stuff like that. And I just wanted to pick faults at it anyway, so that just helped. And the fact it was in the Crowtree Leisure Centre, which is not a place for a convention to be held. Big boys go there. It's a gym. Trust me, big boys in Sunderland are going to rip it out of cosplayers. So it's not, Sunderland is not an anime-friendly town. It's not very...
Did you see the name of it, though?
SunnyCon.
It was, like, the most original name for it being in Sunderland.
Because I went to university in Sunderland, for those who don't know, and I've experienced Sunderland firsthand, and they are not friendly people. So seeing someone...
Yeah, I used to go on holiday to South Shields, so we used to go to Sunderland every so often.
Oh, South Shields is perfectly fine, like as is North Shields, but Sunderland is where
it is. Is it though? Because I remember there was like a thing on the beach where like the cheeky girls were there and someone got like stabbed.
Oh god. Listeners, the North is not that bad. I live in a very decent area.
A very decent area.
Because I live out of the city, you see. I don't live in the city.
Shall we wrap up before you offend anybody else? Included. So you've done Germany and Sunderland.
Yep. Sorry, Sunderland. Sorry, Germany. I'm just saying, telling the truth.
Would you prefer Sunderland dub of Pokemon?
Oh God.
I bet
it would make Ash look far more lecherous. Put it that way. But yes.
I would like it if you'd fan dub that.
I should fan dub Ash, and I would make him far more innocent and far more, you know, childlike than lecherous. That's what the L stands for in his cap. L for lecherous. But yes.
We've got enough useless information into this podcast then.
I think so, yes. So anything you want to plug, Abby, before we wrap up?
I'm on YouTube, BizarreJelly5. Twitter, being the same name. That's all I've got. There we go.
Good stuff.
Is it my turn, Brian?
It's your turn.
I didn't like that silence after that happened.
No, I just in case
I was waiting for him to jump in.
Because I like the fact that Brian closes with the Facebook page and stuff like that. It's, you know, it's a bit easier for me. Not that it's difficult, of course. But yes, I am on Twitter as normal. I am Ant Askew, A-S-K-E-W. And I'm also, I forgot to mention last episode, but if you want to read my reviews on UK anime, go there. UK anime is a .net.
You're the one who writes for it.
Ah, come on.
Yes. You should be the one who...
UK-anime.net. Great site, actually. And honestly, I've been reading some of the reviews there, and they are pretty good. Pretty good. So, yes, I've only done one review so far, and that was for Queen's Blade. And it's just me saying how bad the show is. So, yeah. Look out for me on there. And that's it. That's me.
Okay, you can find us as usual at dynamiteinthebrain.com. You can find it there. You can subscribe on iTunes, leave a review. It'd be really great if you left nice ones. You can also find us on Facebook, where you can like us and also, yeah, get the episodes there. I'm losing my voice. Excuse me, I have to have a cough. And I'm on Twitter at awesome_engine. And I have my own website, which is awesome-engine.com. And hopefully, at this point, there'll be a post on Moomins, which I haven't written yet. Moomins. But by the time this episode comes out, it should be there.
Quick question, Brian. Yes. Totally unrelated to the podcast, but related to the Moomins. Can they be found on DVD?
Yes, but don't buy them, because it's terrible.
Why?
The DVDs are terrible.
What, like the quality and stuff?
Yeah, they're horrible. Okay. Horrible.
Good. I'm pleased you've said that, because I would have legitimately rushed out and bought them, because I love the Moomins. So I look forward to reading that.
Your life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain.